Well, Thomas, another good win today. It was never going to be easy against Brough, a Munster team, but, you know, it was good at the end. 35-22 was a decent score, isn't it?
Yeah, look, they were very physical and very tough to play against. I suppose when we got into our rhythm is when we were starting to play our own type of rugby. They probably came up with a plan down to keep it physical, keep it tight and slow us down as much as they could. And we had to match that and then to exploit our own game, I suppose. But yeah, good game. We came out 5 points. Good score, scoring over 30 points against a team like Brough. They've usually held teams to low scores all season.
And a bonus point win as well, which is important.
Yeah, a bonus point win is important. It keeps us ticking along there in the league table there. So trying to catch scurries, I suppose. But could have been a tough day, yeah, for that point could be crucial at the end of the season.
What's the difference about this year? There's competition for places now, isn't there? And you know, rugby was... The key was locked on rugby for 18 months, so it must be nice as players to be back playing, is it?
Yeah, it's great to be back playing. I suppose we came back not this summer, the summer previous, and we played our Community Shield games, the warm-up games, I suppose, for the AIL was the start, and it all got shut down. So, like you're saying, there we had 18 months off from the AIL. And since we've come back, a lot of young lads have put their hands up, and they're competing for places, which is great to see. And it gives us a lot of options, I suppose, and rotations where we have a depth of players now that... We know they can do a job if there is lads injured, there's lads missing or lads out for various reasons. So it's great. It's great to come up training where there's 40 plus a training every night, and there's a lot of lads competing for that 20 on a Saturday for the first team.
So even you as captain know you have to be on your toes.
Well, you have to be always on your toes, especially when the young lads are coming up that you taught.
and James Doyle, who you're still teaching, you know, he's a fine prospect, isn't he? 18 years of age, great mobility on the field and knows what he's about.
Yeah, James, this is James' first start today, and he came on in the last three games, and a great prospect, like you said. Just, he's so athletic and good on the ball handling skills. It's great to see that coming through, and he's in with a group of lads there that have left school in the last couple of years, I suppose, they're very into their rugby, and they look to go forward in rugby, and he's one of them. He's a great prospect for the future.
How much has it helped you, do you know, when you were in the Leinster League Division 1A before you came up? You knew you had to win every game. Is it a bit like that in this league? And is that standing to you, do you think?
Yeah, I think in the Leinster 1A, like, there was very good teams in that would definitely be able to compete in our division this year. And we were in the situation in Leinster 1A where we had to win our games, all our games pretty much, to win the league, to try to get promoted to AIL. And that just fostered a winning culture, I suppose. And we're trying to carry that forward now, and it's coming forward through to our AIL, the season that got called off, and this year, where... We come up here as a group of players. We're looking to win. We're looking to go forward, not just to see where we are.
And in today's game, you went behind. It's not often you've gone behind this year, but you went behind 12-7.
Yeah, I suppose a standout for us this year has been one thing we've worked on is starting games off well, which we've done well this year. And Brough, in fairness to them, to put it up to us there in the first 20 minutes there especially, and they went forward, like you said, or ahead of us 12-7. I suppose we really knew, we've been in games before where we've come back the last 5, 10, 15 minutes of the game, we've been behind, and we've had the belief that we're going to win, and we have turned over big score lines in the past. So there is that belief in the squad that we're never bet.
Looking at today's game, you know, curious referee decisions where your tight head prop MJ was pulled up on several occasions. A lot of people felt it should have been the other way around.
Yeah,
is that frustrating?
Yeah, it's very frustrating in the sense that he explained his decisions to us, which is all we can ask. And but it's just, it's hard to understand sometimes, I suppose, when you're playing. But all you can do is you have to accept it and go on with it. There's no going back. He's never going to change his mind. So you just knuckle down and play rugby.
Nice to get the win today and get a bonus point, keep the pressure on away to Clonmel now next week.
Yeah, great. It's great to come out with 5 points. Look, it reminded me, I suppose, of the Tullamore game up there. It was a dogfight, and we got a big score line up, got our 5 points, 4 tries with bonus point, and that's what we need at the end of the day.
Some days you have to dig deep.
Some days you have to dig deep, and you're not going to play flowing rugby every day. Today was when we got our chances, we did, but we had to do the dirty work as well.
Well done today, Tomás.
Thanks very much, Liam. Cheers.
Thanks.